Alliance police are investigating a fatal shooting that occurred Wednesday night. Around 11:45, officers responded to a home on East Ely Street. Police say a 17-year-old boy was with friends inside the residence and playing with a handgun. The firearm reportedly went off. The teen was struck in the head, and he was transported to Mercy Hospital. The boy later died from his injuries. Police believe the shooting was accidental. The ballot is set for the May 6th primary election. The filing deadline for issues and candidates was Wednesday. In Alliance, incumbent at-large council members Chris Bugare, Jennifer Kiko and Philip Mastriani are seeking nomination in the Republican primary. Another Republican, Joshua Smith, also is on the ballot. The winners will face Democrat Jorge Mendoza in November. In Ward 3, incumbent Councilman Ed Lonis is challenged by Logan Kelleher in the Republican primary. The victor will go up against Democrat Jessica Rizzoletti in November. She has no primary opponent. Ward 4, incumbent Republican Jim Edwards is opposed in the primary by Frank Bolog. The winner will have no opponent in the general election. Director Caitlin Wire is unopposed in the GOP primary, but will face Democrat Andrew Silva in November. A homeless man is charged with inducing panic following a Wednesday incident in Perry Township. 46-year-old Timothy McClendon of Canton also is charged with aggravated menacing, resisting arrest, and obstructing official business. He went into a business where he allegedly told a woman he was going to kill her. Court records state the woman and her child believed McClendon would cause them serious physical harm. He reportedly told multiple people he would kill them. During his arrest, McClendon reportedly failed to follow orders and pulled away from Perry Township officers. He is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Massillon Municipal Court. A Canton man is sentenced for a murder in Columbus. 23-year-old Travis Ingram pleaded guilty Monday to killing 37-year-old Charles Smith at a nightclub in January 2023. Ingram was sentenced to 21 years to life in Franklin County Common Pleas Court. He was arrested in Massillon by U.S. Marshals about 3 weeks after the shooting, in which three dancers were also injured. The nightclub was ordered shut down by the city. It reopened about 10 months later. Ingram was charged with murder and three counts of felonious assault. The CDC says only 182 people in the United States died from West Nile virus in 2023. A Plain Township man recently joined that small group. The repository reports Mike Black began showing symptoms in October. After feeling tired and having a fever, he was taken to the emergency room. Doctors determined he was suffering from a viral infection. Black was told it would have to run its course. He was back in the ER a day later after additional symptoms began to surface. Black was admitted to the hospital and placed in a medically induced coma. After 8 days there, a test confirmed he had West Nile. Black later woke up but never fully recovered. He died December 26th while in hospice care. Breeze Airways will resume its summer seasonal service from Akron Canton Airport to Los Angeles. The carrier announced Wednesday that flights to LAX will begin May 22nd with two weekly flights on Thursdays and Sundays. The news follows Breeze's January announcement of its first full quarter of operating profit in 2024. The airline saw an operating margin of 4% in the fourth quarter. Columbiana County Treasurer Brian Blakeman is preparing the county's investment portfolio for a hit in case the 1% sales tax renewal fails again. The Salem News reports the portfolio includes the Star Ohio accounts, which is liquid funds and totaled $26.7 million December 31st. The securities of short or long-term investments totaled $113 million at that time. Blakeman said Wednesday some investments may not be renewed for long term, so the money is more accessible if necessary. The sales tax represents more than $14 million per year for the county's general fund. It funds most county operations, including the courts, sheriff's office, jail, and the prosecutor's office. A man is jailed after allegedly breaking into a Homeworth home while the family was there. Columbiana County Sheriff's deputies responded Tuesday night to reports of a man trespassing on properties. 22-year-old Jaden Cohn of Knox Township was arrested after he was found inside a Homeworth Road residence. He had allegedly broken a glass door. Deputies say Cohen was bleeding from his hands and appeared to be suffering from drug impairment and paranoia. He was treated for minor injuries and booked at the county jail. Cohen was arraigned today in municipal court. He is charged with two counts of burglary. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for February 13th. Cohen is being held on $100,000 bond. Sentencing is scheduled March 27th for a pair of sisters who pleaded guilty to their roles in a Youngstown shooting. 20-year-old Andrea Springs entered the plea today to six counts of felonious assault and a gun specification. 20-year-old Lisa Springs pleaded guilty to a count of felonious assault. Both appeared in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. The charges stemmed from an incident on the city's west side. Andrea Springs is accused of shooting at a car outside an apartment complex on Terrell Avenue in March 2024. Four children and two adults were in the vehicle. A woman in the car was wounded. Police said the shooting resulted from an argument over a man. Lisa Springs allegedly drove her sister to and from the crime scene. ODOT is seeking public comment about a proposed bridge maintenance project. It includes a bridge along Route 422 in Youngstown, two bridges near I-76 in Portage County's Palmyra Township, and a pedestrian bridge spanning I-80 in Girard. One westbound lane will be closed for the project at 422 to install vandal protection fence. One lane of traffic will be maintained in each direction on 76 and 80. The pedestrian bridge in Girard will be temporarily closed with a posted detour. Construction for the roughly $2.1 million project is scheduled to begin this fall. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.